Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
So today on Kerry's Couch, we've got someone who, I mean, she's pretty much a household name after a movie she was in. Mm-hmm. I mean, just it shattered the records. I don't think anyone was expecting this. And sitting on Kerry's Couch today, she goes by the name Jodie, but the lady behind Jodie, Mishka. Hello, Mishka.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
For someone who maybe doesn't know Mishka and isn't quite sure who you are, where you come from, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from? Who were you as a child? What did you want to do when you grew up? Let's go.
Well, I grew up in Durban. I'm a Durban girl. I grew up in Sherwood. I went to Durban Girls High. I went to Bria Primary. I've lived here my whole life. I always knew I wanted to be an actress from high school when I took drama. I think I was 14. I just loved performing in front of my classmates. And it was just something inside of me that I just knew I just had to do it. And I actually did 1 year of law at UCT.
Really?
And I was very unhappy. I was so depressed. And I like begged my dad. I was like, I need to change my degree. I'm so unhappy. I'm not winning at this whole law thing. I didn't want to go to lectures. I absolutely hated it. And then he's like, okay, I can see you unhappy. Just change your degree. And then I majored in drama and performance and media and communications.
So hold on, let's go back. When, what year did you finish at DJHS?
2007.
Yeah. And then obviously I presume that your parents were helping you with your studying.
Yes.
So to have a parent being that supportive, it's a pretty big deal for your dad to just be like, cool, change your degree.
It was difficult in the beginning. My dad's a chemical scientist and everything about him is academics. And he worked really hard at university and to give us a good upbringing. So having a degree was very, very important to him. He just always thought, to be an actress, you need talent, not to study it. You didn't need a degree in order to be a successful actress, which is true. So he always thought that I needed a law degree or something a little bit more solid to fall back on in case my acting career didn't work out. But then I said, well, I completely understand that if my acting career doesn't work out, then maybe I'll teach acting or maybe I'll be in the film industry or lecture drama and performance. I don't think I'd be a lawyer.
Yeah.
I'd do something.
It's not what you want to fall back on.
I'd do something within drama and that field and acting and filmmaking.
Mishka, let's take back to little Mishka.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were growing up, if someone to say to Mishka at 6, what do you want to be when you grow up? What would she have said?
I know I went through a phase before I decided to become an actress. I wanted to be a herpetologist. I was like obsessed with reptiles.
I was about to say, what is a herpetologist?
I actually worked at the Fitzsimmons Snake Park. It's not there anymore, but that's where I used to work.
It was near where Pirates is.
Yes.
Yeah.
During my school holidays, and I just love animals. So that's what I would have
done. So you're a snake lover?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever had a snake or owned one?
No. My parents hate reptiles and hate snakes, so they never ever let me have any growing up.
Okay, so your parents were not into the reptiles at all. So I also see that you obviously moved past that herpetologist phase.
I got over it very quickly.
And so when was your first either drama class or production that you can remember that made you go, this is what I want to do?
In grade 7, we did like a little concert for school and we were doing Grease as like one of the skits.
We do love Grease in this show.
And I was one of the background girls. And I was like, I went to an all girls primary school and I was just like not having it. And there was another girl who was going to play Danny.
Oh yeah.
And I like kind of sabotaged her, which is so horrible.
Look, it's just you and me talking. Tell me everything.
And then I was like, so I started talking to the other girls in the group and I was like, I don't think she's doing a good job as Danny. I think maybe I should do Danny. So I became Danny Zuko.
Wait, no, hold on. So Mishka, how did you make the teacher change the role?
She let us do whatever we wanted.
Okay.
And we chose Grease. So we did like a mashup of all the Grease songs.
Okay.
And we danced to it and we did like little skits. So she just let us do whatever.
So you sabotaged poor Danny's role.
Yeah.
Other girl was left to be one of the shoe-up girls in the background.
Yeah, shame.
Well, not you do very well. I mean, look, she could have been in keeping up with the Kundasamis now, but anyway.
I feel so bad.
When you first saw the finished product, Keeping Up with the Kundasamis, which just everything about it, it's not just a South African movie. It's really an international standard movie. Oh, how did it make you feel when you saw that and you saw yourself for the first time in the movie?
I actually can't remember. It went by so quick and it was like almost like a dream. I couldn't like fathom what was happening. And I was sitting between like my friends and I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. Like I'm on a big screen for the first time. And there were so many people at the premiere. It was just so overwhelming. I can't even explain it. Like, I don't know.
Did you have a moment with your dad where you were like, I told you so.
No.
Look at me now, Papa.
No. No.
And also, you've done really well, and you're working super hard. And I mean, when you're not on set, maybe you're behind the scenes reading up on scripts, finding out about your character, doing this work. Do you get to spend lots of time with family, friends, and do you have a plus one?
Family is very, very important to me. I don't think I'd be anywhere or successful in my life without my family. I am seeing someone.
How long has it been?
It's been good. It's been a lot of fun. He's amazing.
Is it quite a new relationship still?
Pretty new. Almost 2 years. So pretty freshish. Yeah.
So he's kind of been there for you through this.
Yes, for sure.
Has it been hard for him? Because I'm sure that you have many men admirers. Does he take a bit of strain with it, or you guys?
It's been good. We've been friends for a while before we became romantic in any way. So I think maybe that helped that our friendship blossomed into something more. Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you get a great movie role offer, but it's quite intimate. Like you've got to be with someone else.
Yeah.
Quite like on screen kissing and maybe even, I'm not saying nudity, but that stuff. Would you just follow your gut and do what's right for you? Would you speak to him first? Like I always wondered about that when people have got partners and they've got to be with other people on screen.
I've done kissing scenes before.
Yeah.
So that I don't have a problem with. I understand that you have to portray love and intimate relationships because that's what life is. Personally, I won't do nudity. I'm not too keen on sex scenes. I think that's way too intimate for me. I have been offered roles before, just to showcase stimulated sex, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not full on.
Of course.
But it just insinuates sex. And I wasn't comfortable with that. So
you would never also show your breasts on screen or...
No.
Even if someone said, it's going to be you and Charlize Theron, a Hollywood movie.
And I'm paid $50 million and I'm going to win an Oscar? No. My body is my body. I feel like when you're in this industry, you already give so much to everyone and your fans. You don't really need to give everything. I mean, I still, like I said, I'm big on family. I want to respect my family as well. I don't want my body to be out there for everyone to be seen.
You know, it's such a breath of fresh air to hear this. I understand that bodies are natural.
Yeah.
But I also think, especially after this whole the hashtag MeToo movement and how women are seen already. Yeah. Look, and it's hard, man. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I have nothing against other actresses who want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, kudos to them. Kudos to Lena Dunham, who shows her body on Girls all the time. That's amazing. I just personally don't have the confidence to do that.
And just going back to your boyfriend, is he okay watching you being intimate with other people on screen?
Yeah, I think it does weird him out. I mean, it's only natural.
Yeah.
But he knows that it comes with the job. So he's not like a crazy person. Yeah,
I think
goodness.
I would plus if I saw my partner doing that. I'd just be like, what the actual hell, man? Who is she? I'll kill her.
But I tell him that all the time. I was like, if you were an actor, I would never date you because I would never stand seeing you kiss someone else. Yeah. It would drive me insane. And he's like, but you're an actress. I was like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, man. Okay, so you, 5 years time, what's like your ultimate dream? And or is there another, and I say a role in the movie industry that you would like to take on? Is there a little bit of a script writer or a director in you somewhere?
So many things. I mean, I'd love to take my career international. I'd love to direct and produce. I have started script writing myself only recently because I've been encouraged by other filmmakers to do so.
Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, how do we find you so your fans can follow your movements?
So it's just my name and my surname. That's it. But you just got to spell it right.
So how do we spell it?
It's M-I-S-H-Q-A-H. That's my name. And my surname is P-A-R-T-H-I-E-P-H-A-L.
All right. So I hope you were writing that down. Thank you so much for taking time out to come and sit on the couch with me.
This was so much fun.
Good luck. You deserve nothing but the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.